Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, Golfer Gal, and JB is not with us this week, but instead I have a special guest host with me, Christina from Golf for Her. Welcome, Christina.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I am great, and I'm so excited that you are co-hosting with me today.
I'm psyched to be a part of it again.
I decided to kick JB to the curb this week because you have so many exciting things going on with Golf for Her and so many new lines that you'll be adding for winter and just for 2012 in general. So I wanted people to hear it from the source. What's going on with Golf for Her?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on over here at Golf for Her. We are busy, 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 working day and night. One of the new things, I don't know if the Hackers Paradise members have seen it, but we now are starting our virtual trunk shows. Have you seen that on the website?
Yes, we have. We've talked about it on the site, and I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, you know, the idea came from the fact of, you know, women love being the first to wear a great new outfit. And a lot of golfers out there shop at their pro shops or at these big box retail stores. And at the end of the day, it's all pretty much all of the same stuff. So what we thought about doing is partnering with some of our designers that we're carrying and provide Golf for Her customers the chance to pre-purchase apparel before they even hit the shelf. So the next time they get out there on the fairways, they're the first ones to wear these great new styles. Because there's nothing worse than, you know, showing up to whether it's, you know, a golf event or any event wearing the same outfit as somebody else.
I know. And it's not embarrassing, but it's just got that feeling like, oh, no.
And, you know, we try so hard to wear these great outfits, and we think so hard, you know, when we're looking in our closet thinking about what we're going to wear today for our round of golf, and you go out there and you see somebody wearing the same, you know, Nike skirt or the same jacket. You're like, oh, man.
Exactly.
So what we did is right now we're working with Joe Fit, For All by Joe Fit, and we recently put their Saint-Tropez collection up on the site. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's a fantastic collection, fantastic colors.
I love that it's almost like it has like these great geometric shapes. Like one of the ones looks like bubbles almost on the shape. I love it.
Yeah, they're actually little circles, and the color combination is fantastic. They used it's called Electric Lime, Electric Plum, and it's paired with navy and white. And when you pair it all together, it looks great. It's classic, but it's not over the top, but it gives a little bit of, you know, a nice flair for the golf course. And what we've done is we've paired it up with also some of the tennis collection, because there are a lot of girls out there who do wear shorts, you know, the tennis skirts on the golf course. I mean, granted, you know, most of us wear, you know, golf length golf skirts on the golf course, but what's nice about the Joe Fit tennis line is I love the tennis tanks. And, you know, any of us, if you have a Joe Fit, you know, one of the wind shirts, sometimes you don't want to wear a polo underneath it. And at most clubs, the wind shirt, the collar on the wind shirt is, you know, satisfies most clubs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, sometimes you don't want to wear another layered collar underneath it. So what we've been doing is pairing the tennis tanks underneath the shirts. So you have an extra little layer there with a little collar and a little pop. And it's, you know, sometimes a little more comfortable when you're swinging to have not so many layers on you.
Oh, absolutely. Especially coming from, I'm a Florida girl, so less layers the better for me.
Yeah, so that's something that, you know, our customers are going to see now with the For All Joe Fit Saint-Tropez collection that's in the trunk show now.
And you also did Tommy, right? Which is so exciting that they're in the golf industry again.
Yeah, the Tommy Hilfiger golf collection went over so well. We launched that a few weeks ago, and that is now starting. The polos and the sweaters are hitting the shelves this week. And, you know, the bulk of the collection starts coming in January, so we're still taking orders for some of the bottoms and the spring 2012 collection. So some of the pieces are still up on there now. But, you know, so we had the Tommy collection that we did a few months ago. But after Joe Fit, the next trunk show that we're going to be doing is the Sun Ice outerwear for men and women. We're going to add some of the men's pieces up there.
Which is great. Awesome. And I wanted to add that Sun Ice was the official outerwear sponsor of the ladies of the Solheim Cup.
Yes, for a very good reason, because it is probably one of the best outerwear companies out there, hands down. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Oh, look at them. So we're going to add a few pieces. We actually have, if anyone goes to the Golf for Her website now or goes to golfforhim.com, you'll see some of the Sun Ice collection that's currently available. We added a few jackets for the men and women, so you can take a peek at what's coming. But we're also adding the 2012 collection into the trunk show. So within the next week, week and a half, we'll be sending out communications to all of our customers to let everyone know that the 2012 collection will be available for pre-order. And those start to arrive January 15th. So they won't be available for the holidays, but they'll be available for, you know, right after the holiday season and in the winter. So.
And I can say that I have had the same Sun Ice jacket for over 3 years now, washed it a million times, and it's still brand new.
Oh, they wash great. And yeah, I mean, for all the guys that are out there listening to this, one of my favorite Sun Ice pieces for men right now that's actually on the website is the Sun Ice Otaki men's lightweight. It's a pullover, and it comes in three colors, and I have to tell you, it's about $100, but it is a wonderful jacket for, you know, it's a great holiday gift. So if anyone's looking for a gift and you're looking for, you know, a gift for a guy, go check this jacket out. It really is. It's a wonderful, it's my favorite Sun Ice piece right now. And then the other thing that we're adding, which I'm excited about, is the Sun Ice Silver Collection. I don't know if you've seen that one yet. Have you?
I've seen a sneak peek of it, yes.
Yeah, so what Sun Ice Silver is, it's actually, it's a high-performance tech fabric that Sun Ice has created for their regular apparel. So outside of the outerwear, they're going in deeper into their apparel line.
Which I don't think most people even know they have an apparel line.
They don't. You know, I don't think they've really pushed it, and I don't think it's been really promoted so much. But I'm telling you, when you see this collection, it's great. And what makes it so special is that they include silver in the fibers of the clothing. So it's, you know, thermoregulated, it's anti-odor, anti-static, and a lot of the wools that are in, like, the sweaters, they're all washable wools, so you don't have to worry about dry cleaning. Yeah, and it's a nice, you know, alternative, but it's a fantastic line. So we'll be adding some of those pieces to the website for our virtual trunk show in the next couple of weeks for pre-orders as well. So everyone out there can get a sneak peek at the Sun Ice Silver Collection before everybody else does. So.
And then what other brands do you have coming up?
Well, one of our brands that we just, I mean, fell in love with, and I know JB is a big fan of Cross Golf.
Yeah, he's a huge fan. He got to sample them, I can't remember how long ago it was, I want to say maybe like 6 months ago, and he basically hasn't stopped talking about them since.
I know. I'm telling you, when I saw the line, I got a chance to preview the 2012 collection, and I was like, it was like candy. I was like, I want more. I need more. I need more. It's so great. They have a men's line, they have the women's collection, and they even have a juniors collection.
Really?
Oh, my God. Wait until you see these tops and bottoms for kids. I mean, it is to die for. So, I mean, it's a combination of, they take bold colors, like their greens and oranges and pinks, and then they pair them with your basic blacks and whites and navies, and just really, you know, they really get it. It's a Swedish company.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they've been around for a little while, but they're real. I mean, they've done such a great job with their both outerwear collection and their apparel collection. So I'm thrilled to be adding it to Golf for Her. So we're going to be adding a few pieces for a virtual trunk show. So customers will be have a chance to kind of preview it and get it before it hits the fairways. But we'll be adding some stuff for the men and for the women. So.
And when will that be available on the site?
We're going to probably have that available early December. So
technically, and because this is the dorky side of me coming out, I see like family photo. I see like mom, dad, and junior all wearing Cross apparel for the golf family photo.
Oh, let me tell you, one of their promotion pictures that they have is like men, like the guys and the women and then the kids. And when I first looked at it, I'm like, this looks like a family portrait. And it's hilarious. It's fantastic. So,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, any golfing family out there, when you're ready to take your family pictures, consider Cross Golf.
I love it. Now, there's another brand that you're carrying right now that I am madly in love with. I'm in love with those Wallaroo knit hats. And I don't even think I would have a purpose to wear one down here, but I think I'm getting one anyhow because they're just too adorable.
Let me tell you, those cats, I'm going to thank Mallory Blackwelder for that. Those hats have been selling like crazy. I think we've gone through like five inventory restocks at this point on those caps. They're awesome.
Yeah. Well, there was a thread on the THP forum where somebody put up a picture of Mallory wearing it and said, "What is this hat? I have to have it."
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, we have been every day. It's like a joke. I'm like, all right, let's see what orders came in today. Oh, shocker! 20 orders for another hat. I mean, it's crazy. But the Waller Room makes great hats. So, you know, they've been around for a while. They make a variety of different hats, and the knit cap is great. And the reason why I think it's been so popular is for a variety of reasons. I mean, it's a nice knit hat. So, when you wear it on the golf course, it doesn't look like your traditional baseball hat, but it's got the baseball, the cap look with the little bill. But it's so warm because it has that fleece lining on the inside.
See, that's what I was going to ask, because my biggest concern was, is it itchy?
Oh, my gosh. No. It's an acrylic... the outside is acrylic and the inside is, it's 100% fleece lining. So, no, it's not itchy at all. It's like that soft, warm, something, you want to wrap your body in kind of fleece. So, no, not itchy at all.
Excellent. I think that is definitely going to be on my holiday list.
Yes, it's definitely. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are ordering it for their girls on the website. And what's nice, too, is also it's a one-size hat, but it's adjustable. And there's a small drawstring on the inside of the hat. So if you have a smaller head, you can adjust it, and it still fits. So you don't have to worry about it being too big or too small. And it fits up to, I think, 7 1/4 size hat size, or 22 inches around. So
I think that's perfect. Now, there's a couple other things that have caught my eye of items that you'll be carrying. One of them is the Kiki golf accessories.
Yeah, have you seen those? Aren't those great?
They are. The only word I can think of is chic. They're like chic and retro almost.
They are. I mean, they're for those that haven't had a chance to see them. They'll be on the site later. Within the next few days, they'll be up on the site. But they are created by a woman, Danielle Longer. She designed these beautiful head covers and golf accessories that are all hand stitched. Beautiful silks that she uses, but they're great for head covers. So it's definitely a luxury item. Like when you have this, you're like, oh wow, you have a Kiki head cover. So we'll be adding, they'll be available for the holidays also within the next, like I said, day or two. But they're very chic. They're very, they have like that old, 1920s kind of feel to them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I looked at them. I thought they were very like 1920s-ish and just very just elegant and chic and just so nice.
It's a wonderful holiday gift. When you're looking for something for a woman who's a golfer and you just don't know what to get, head covers are always fun. And if you can get her a head cover that is so unique, it's a win. It's a winner. There's no doubt. It's definitely a must-have for on the holiday list this year.
And I want to briefly touch on just a couple more things because then I want to go on to some other stuff. So I know you've got Sporty Chic and Bloom Designs. And then, of course, one of my favorites, which is Glove It.
Glovett's collection is just starting to hit the shelves this week. Karen at Glovett has done such a great job with her collection. There's some new golf bags, new patterns. I think there's 6 new patterns this season that she came out with. One of my favorites is the Piccadilly plaid. So it's a black and it's got pink and purple plaid. I mean, I think it's going to be one of her best sellers, but the entire collection is going to be available on the site within the next day or two for the holidays. And then Sporty Chic is another collection. It's for those that aren't familiar with Sporty Chic, it's a jewelry collection, and it's specific to golf and tennis. And basically what it is, it's these beautiful bracelets and necklaces, and it's a great holiday gift for somebody, again, who you don't know what to get them, and you're not sure about, their size and what colors they like. A piece of jewelry is always, a safe bet.
Yeah, I feel like this is the perfect gift for mom.
Yeah, definitely. definitely. I mean, if you have a coworker who you have to buy a gift for, and you know they play golf, this is a great gift for them. I mean, they come in, there's a variety of different bead styles. There's from onyx to turquoise to pearls, and they're really reasonable. They're about $47 each. They're one size fits all, but they're great for, you know, there's a big trend right now with, you know, your big chunky watches and then the layers of bracelets, and this is a great bracelet for layering too, and it's a fun accessory. So again, it's something for, you know, if you have somebody on your list, you just don't know what to get them, I would, you know, a sporty chic bracelet is an easy gift idea.
And then Bloom Designs is something I'm actually thinking about doing for THP.
Oh, you should, definitely. Bloom Designs. They do such a great, they've got great golf novelty gifts, from notepads to water tumblers to, I mean, everything that has like a little golf theme, and they're fantastic. They do a great job. We're going to be adding a bunch of those little novelty gifts to the site too for the holidays.
And speaking of holidays and gifts, coming up on in the December issue of the THP Digital Newsletter, which we'll be launching within the next week to week and a half, we are going to have a holiday gift guide that will be done by Golfer Her, so that you can give us your best top 10 or top 15 tips on what you think is great for the holidays.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We have everything from accessories to apparel to outerwear, so we'll be adding some great things on that list for you guys.
And it's not just Golf for Her, it's Golf for Him, too, right?
Yeah, and if you go directly to golfforhim.com.
And it's the number 4, not the spelled out.
Exactly. It's the number 4. It'll bring you right to the men's shop. And there are some items in there now. And, you know, as the next week and a half go by, you'll be seeing more and more and more for the men being added in there for the holidays. So,
and totally switching gears for a second, I have to talk to you about Mallory, because you brought her up earlier. And I'm very excited and very sad all at the same time, because her time on The Big Break has ended. But, man, did she do well.
I mean, did she kick butt or what?
She did. She was a fierce competitor. Everybody on the THP forum was talking about how people were stupid to even try and compete against her.
You know, I tell you, sitting on my sofa watching those 3 eliminations that she was in back to back to back, I mean, it was very stressful in my household during that time. It was very stressful, but, you know, Mallory is a solid golfer, and, you know, I felt like they were picking on her a little bit, that they thought she was, like, an easy target, and, you know, she proved time and time again that she's a grinder. She can get out there, and she can play golf. I mean, it's no joke, and I'm not surprised that she made it as far as she did.
Yeah, and she looks great doing it, too, and all of her golf for her.
Yeah, I mean, hey, did you see that logo on her shirt a few times?
We definitely did. People were taking pictures of it and putting it up on the THP forum.
Well, you know, speaking of the THP forum, for everyone who's listening to this, Mallory has been scoping out the forum and with some of the other big breakers, and has been getting a kick out of the posts and comments. So I keep it coming. I know there's only one more episode left, but you know, she's been having a kick, you know, following and reading it. So hopefully we'll get her to post and respond to some of the comments that have been put on there. But, you know, I'm really proud of her. I mean, I think she did a great job, and she represented herself really well. I think she carried herself great on the show. I mean,
she did.
You know, with reality shows, you never know. I mean, you can get onto those shows and you can become the villain and not even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can become, you know, that jerk that, you know, everybody hates. But, you know, based on what I see, I mean, everyone just really really liked her. I think she carried herself well, and obviously, you know, we're sad that her run on Big Break ended, but I'm so glad it went this far. But for her, there's a whole lot more golf in her future. So.
Oh, absolutely.
This is just the beginning for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And is there anything else before we wrap it up? I know we've got the title holders going on right now, but I believe that they're definitely having some weather issues at the moment.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting to follow this weekend. And
it's the last event for the year.
I know. We're supposed to have perfect weather. I was there last year, and the weather was great. It was actually cold.
Was it?
Yeah, it was cold, but it was still really great. And that's a fun, Grand Cypress is a fun course to watch it on, because some of the 9th and the 18th hole, but it's really the 9th and 9th because of the way the greens are broken, or the 9s are broken up, but they share green, so you get to see it from both sides. And it's a really fun event to go out and watch.
That's what you get, because it's a small field. So
yeah, exactly. It's a limited field.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, it's sad. I feel like the season just started, and now we're at the last event of
I know.
The season. It's like, oh, my gosh. So,
I know. But in the meantime, people can go shopping and get ready for their favorite clothing for next season.
We've got holiday shopping now. You know, the next season's going to start in a couple of months. We got to get prepared for it. So
exactly. So when is the next Chunk Show so people can keep a look for it and keep their eyes out?
Yep, so the next Chunk Show, Sun Ice, is going to be the next brand that's going to be hitting the website, and that's going to be starting on November 30th, is a Wednesday, yeah, Wednesday the 30th or Tuesday the 29th, one of those 2 days it's going to hit. So, you know, as long as anyone who's on, you know, our Golf for Her mailing list will get a notice, and we'll also post it on the forum in the Hackers Paradise forum, so everyone will know that it is available and ready for pre-order.
Excellent. So just so everybody knows, they can go to www.golf4her.com, or if for guys, it's www.golf4him.com.
You got it.
And we just want to thank you so much for being on this show and telling us all about what's coming up, and I hope that you can come back and host with me again soon.